The first and highest duty. It is not enough to have good intentions, to do what we think is right or what the minister tells us is right. We should search the scriptures for ourselves. We have a map pointing out every key point on the journey to heaven, and we should not guess at anything. It is the first and highest duty of every rational person to learn from the scriptures what is truth, and then to walk in the light and encourage others to do the same. In our study, with God's help, we are to form our opinions for ourselves, since we are to answer for ourselves before God. Educated people, with a show of great wisdom, teach that the scriptures have a secret, spiritual meaning that is not easily seen in the language used. They are false teachers. We should explain the language of the Bible by its obvious meaning, unless it uses a symbol or figure. If people would only take the Bible as it reads, it would accomplish a work that would bring thousands into the fold of Christ who now are wandering in error. Many a scripture which scholars ignore as unimportant is full of comfort to those who have been learning in the school of Christ. To understand Bible truth, we do not so much need the power of intellect for the search. Rather, we need a thirst for Bible truth more than anything else and an earnest longing for righteousness.